So you're walking down the street, probably not making eye contact with anyone if you're from Seattle. But even if you're not looking at anyone, law enforcement might be looking at you with the help of Amazon, depending where you are. The company's recognition software is in the news today as the ACLU objects to Amazon selling this technology to law enforcement. The New York Times' Nick Wingfield wrote a piece about the story. We're tweeting out the piece at KUOW, and we have Nick in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly is Amazon doing with this program?
So what they have is a technology called Recognition with a K, and it's sold through their Amazon Web Services division. It's a generalized image recognition technology. You can use it for a lot of different things. One of the things that it did was it was used to recognize automatically celebrities in the video footage from the royal wedding over the weekend. But what we're talking about here is how they're selling it to law enforcement agencies for the purposes of facial recognition. So this is a technology that looks at the features of a face and can then be used to identify unknown criminal suspects through other imagery, whether that's footage, you know, video footage or still images.
Those sound like the kind of matches police already make. How is this substantially different?
Well, the scale of it is I think, different. I'll give you an example. Oregon, Washington County, Oregon, Sheriff's Department is one of the agencies that's using this technology from Amazon.
Not Washington State that we know of, by the way. I've heard Orlando. I've heard Oregon.
Yeah. Well, we don't know all of the customers.
Okay.
So it's possible, but we don't know.
Okay.
Washington County Sheriff's Office in Oregon uploaded 300,000 mugshots from their jail. And that became the kind of online repository of identity and images. And then when a crime was committed, there was a robbery at a local home improvement store, for example, they took that image and matched it to their mugshot database online and were able to identify and then eventually apprehend the criminal. So that's actually a fairly specific case. I think most people probably wouldn't have a problem with it. What the ACLU is concerned about, however, is a kind of more generalized use of this technology, feeding video feeds into Amazon system and using it to kind of identify people in certain activities, maybe a political protest, maybe people who are suspected of being, you know, immigrants who are not here legally. And there are real concerns about civil liberties around this technology. It can be done on such a mass scale in such an automated fashion that that there's a lot of worry that it could be abused.
Is that worry more about the law enforcement side? Because, again, police have been known to track people, infiltrate groups. You're saying they could do this maybe on a bigger scale. Is it more that, or the fact that this is technology that's in a private company's hands? You mentioned Amazon's video feeds, or both. Help us understand what the concern is.
I don't think it's so much the latter about the private company, because the first thing I should say is Amazon did not invent this. They are actually kind of late to the game. They launched this technology in about 2016. But law enforcement has been using this technology for years. In fact, there's an estimate by the Georgetown Law Center that over 133 million American adults are searchable through facial recognition databases right now.
So, 130 million American adults are searchable through a facial recognition database.
About one out of every two adults in the United States.
I didn't know that.
And that is the data sets. These are obviously not all criminals. These are not people who have mugshots. They're accessing DMV databases and...
But even if I haven't signed up for example, the airport program, Clear, where you get a quicker security, just my having a driver's license, I could be one of those 130 million Americans.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So there are a lot of private security contractors that are offering this technology. I don't think there's so much a concern about the fact that the technology comes from a private company. The thing about Amazon is that it's a company that represents itself broadly as like a very customer-centric company. And, you know, it's also a brand name. I think most of these other companies that sell facial recognition technology are not known to the public. And this is a good opportunity for the ACLU to sort of bring attention to an existing subject using, you know, like a brand name company that's in the top you know, two or three of, you know, most valuable American companies.
Yes. Okay. And do we, you mentioned some of the concerns the ACLU has. Is there any evidence that any of these worst case scenarios have actually happened by, in law enforcement, American law enforcement?
Well, I think that there you hear stories about different ways, troubling ways in which it was used to identify protesters at rallies, but I don't think there's been enough transparency into how it's actually being used. I mean, often the technology is being used either by law enforcement or in commercial settings, stadiums and things like that, and it's not even actually revealed that it's being used. This can be done very discreetly. It's all happening in the cloud. There are cameras already in these venues, and so it's just something that's happening in the background. But there are some examples, I think, that are concerning. You know, I mean, one thing that I think is really troubling to the ACLU and others is that it's assumed that this technology is accurate, and there are actually studies that show it's really struggled with accuracy, particularly for different face types. So MIT, for example, did a study where they showed that the gender of darker-skinned women was misidentified more than for any other group. It was something like 35%. So that's a pretty big error rate when you're talking about a technology that's supposed to be, you know, this sort of magical, you know, identification system.
Okay. So there could be injustice. There could be false positives. Could there also be better exoneration if law enforcement were able to have more facial recognition?
You know, I think it's a really interesting idea that's worth exploring more. That's not something that the ACLU is focused on. Mm-hmm. I think different groups right now have different attitudes about this. The Georgetown Law Center, which studies this technology very closely, for example, recognizes that there are legitimate uses of the technology. You want to be able to use this to find, you know, a suspect in a crime. It's another, you know, item in the law enforcement toolbox that can be used legitimately. The ACLU is more on the end of this is a slippery slope. The potential for abuse as a mass surveillance tool is too high, and we should, well, what they're really doing is asking Amazon to stop selling it. I don't think anybody really believes that all the other companies out there are going to stop selling it to law enforcement.
Right. That's important to know. This is New York Times technology correspondent Nick Wingfield is based in Seattle and wrote this story about ACLU's objection to Amazon making facial recognition technology available to local law enforcement. Are there countries, Nick, where the ACLU's worst fears are being more realized than they are here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about how China is using this, for example, in lots of commercial ways and also sort of law enforcement ways. When you go into supermarkets there, you can use it as a form of kind of login to your payment system in some of the high-tech supermarkets that they have there. You know, there's also applications of it for catching jaywalkers in China. You know, somebody walks across the street, does something they aren't supposed to do. The police can use it to identify that person, send them a ticket, or even sort of publicly shame them.
Like our good to go or our red light cameras, but it's instead of it's your license plate, it's your face.
Yeah, and I think the difference, though, with the car and also the cell phone, which can be used to track us as well, is that you can't leave your face at home. I mean, this is this thing that's attached to you. And I think that's one reason that civil liberties group feel that this is like a fundamentally sort of different technology than some of these other trackable things out there.
So do you know how Chinese people are reacting to that surveillance fact?
From what I've read, and I don't claim to be an expert on this, but from what I've read, the Chinese attitudes towards privacy are more tolerant of, you know, privacy, I guess what we would call overstepping on privacy here. People are willing to do this and just sort of feel that it's part of the just a more natural thing. And of course, you have more of an authoritarian government there, so they don't really have much of a choice.
So the U.S. could go that way, or we could go the opposite direction. Isn't Europe taking the maybe not opposite, but Europe is much more restrictive of facial recognition technology.
Well, again, that's not an area where I've spent a lot of time reporting, but in general, the data protections in Europe are a lot greater. They have this coming data privacy law that's supposed to be enacted, I think, at the end of the week. But overall, I think America is somewhere in the middle. You know, it clearly is being used widely by law enforcement already, one out of two American adults in a facial recognition database. But you know, whether or not Americans are okay with this, I think, is a different question. Most people just don't know that this stuff is actually being used.
Now you know more about, first of all, Amazon marketing its facial identification product called Recognition to law enforcement agencies. And we've been talking about that this, of course, goes far beyond Amazon. It's just a nice target, a nice example for the ACLU to draw, which the ACLU is doing, raising red flags about the potential for mass surveillance. Again, it's Seattle-based New York Times technology correspondent Nick Wingfield following that story. Really appreciate you coming in, Nick. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning into The Record on KUOW. Is Seattle stuck in the 90s? That's coming up.